If you missed all the good news with K104's Woodman in the Morning, you missed this.
If swimming in the Potomac River was on your bucket list for whatever reason, it seemed like you might have a chance of doing it without getting a nasty bacterial infection. In 2024, the Washington Post ran an article titled, "We Might Be Able to Swim in the Potomac Soon." Swimming in D.C. waters has been illegal since 1971 due to the high levels of bacteria from human fecal matter. So things look like they were improving, but not anymore.
Uh-oh.
There's currently a small geyser of poop water flooding into the Potomac.
This is nasty.
Thanks to last week's collapse of a sewer line carrying wastewater from Virginia to Maryland. Drinking water isn't affected, but it's still super gross. Here you go.
I'm glad that DC Water's come up with a plan to try and divert the flow and minimize the impacts of the river. But again, is this going to continue to work, and how long will it take to actually fix this problem before no sewage is discharging into the Potomac River and then they still have to clean this mess up? We found alarmingly high numbers of sewage, E. coli in the river.
Oh, that's so
nasty. Oh, my God. That is very nasty.
40 million gallons of untreated sewage spilling into the Potomac daily.
That's not good.
Enough basically to fill about 66 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Ugh.
Catch all the good news you could use 640 tomorrow morning with the Woodman on K104. Listen.